RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Hello. There you go. Monster RX 93.1. It was on mute.
Oh.
Good morning, everyone.
Pala.
Oh. I figured it was on mute.
Okay. Yes. I panicked a little bit. I was like, is it me? Is it me?
It's not you. Oh. It's me.
Okay.
But okay. I didn't press it.
Oh, okay.
It was somebody pressed it.
Understandable.
It wasn't my fault.
Okay, okay.
It's me, but it wasn't me.
Okay.
I didn't know it was me.
That happens.
It was that me, happens. But it was someone else.
I was not aware that it was someone.
Okay, so good morning, everyone. It is Riot Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, like, that was quick. Take two for Nikki.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for joining us.
Of course. It is my pleasure, Sir Chico.
Student jock Nikki from the School of Hard Knocks.
Yes, yes. I'm so excited to learn today.
Yeah. So our lesson for today is... Ano bang magandang lesson? Tongue twister.
Ay! Oh, no. English or Tagalog? Oh, no.
Uzbekistani.
Ganon. Ganon ka siya.
Remember, ibang level pag sa akin ka nag-train.
Sa bagay.
Tapos after that, burpees.
Uzbekistan burpees.
Oh, yeah. Labo. And then, agaano tayo. Next challenge. Challenge! Parang, which Harry Potter character are you? Alabo na mga challenges.
Mga left field.
Yes, right? But today, we do have a top 10 for you. This is going to be interesting.
Okay,
so thanking Kyle Yanis for the topic, we are doing the top 10 hashtag My Last Good Cry.
Oh my God.
Oh no. Are we going to like bare our hearts today?
Oh gosh. I don't know why it's so emotional. The top 10 I get. In another life. Tapos gayo.
Kapag para how you parent your parents. Mila pag ikaw na biglang my last good cry.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. You know, different things, you know, believe it or not, with me. I mean, of course, I cry at sad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But believe it or not, like when it comes to mga movies,
mm-hmm.
I don't cry when like the character dies or the lead characters break up. I cry when it's, parang when it's triumphant. It's weird. Like
okay.
for example, one of the, I don't know if you ever watched the classic, The Color Purple, the one with Whoopi Goldberg.
I've heard
and
like
Oprah
that was,
Winfrey.
I know.
Like, it's super sad. Like, it's a story of a mother who had to give up her son when he was a little kid. And then, basically spends the next 2 hours looking for her child. And sobrang tragic ng mga circumstances. What she went through was, like, heartbreaking.
Right.
I never cried. It was like, oh my gosh, this is so sad. Ugh, this is so depressing. Yung ganun lang ako. But when she finally found him and they ran towards each other, like after all those years of oh my gosh, that's when it all, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get
like,
it.
Like, it's not when things were bad. Mm-mm. That didn't make me cry. It was when they finally found each other.
Yeah.
Or yung mga tipong like, kunyari this loser all of his life, ganyan, binubully siya. Okay, mm-hmm. that makes me sad. That triggers me. But when biglang turns out he's going to win the Olympic gold. Parang ganun. That's when he wins, that's when I cry.
Did you watch
it's
like,
weird.
Pursuit of Happiness?
No, ganun. I have not.
Ah, okay.
Pero I'm guessing something like
about,
that.
about the same.
Like when you triumph against all odds, that's when you know the floodgates open.
Yeah,
that's what makes me cry. It's weird, but when it comes to the sad stuff, it's animal stuff.
Oh my God! Yes. Oh.
Oh, I swear. The moment it's like a dog or a cat.
Oh.
Bish. I'm going to be a mess for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Yun pag yun. Yeah, when it's sad, I'm like a mess.
Marley and me mess. All the time. Whenever, like, or even Hachiko.
Hachiko. And you know it's weird. It's not when Hachiko finally died. It was when Susan Sarandon went back.
Was it Susan Sarandon?
Sorry,
I forgot
Susan
her name. Pero when she finds him again, you're still here.
Yeah.
Magadon,
no.
Or ano?
Basta parang nung statue na ata siya or something.
Ah, oh.
Wait.
Oh.
Hachiko.
Yeah, that was heartbreaking. I was not expecting to pagulgul.
Joan Allen.
Yes.
Sorry. Joan Allen. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Basta yung tapos na. Like, it was done.
Uh-uh.
When she parang went back.
So years after na.
Years after. Uh-uh. That's when I cried. It wasn't when Hachiko actually died. Basta, my gosh, anything dog-related, I am a mess.
You know, it's a funny good cry that I had before. When watching, it wasn't even watching a movie. It was watching anime.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me, it was, I don't know if you'll judge me, but I was watching Haikyuu.
Hindi pa naman ako umiiyak sa Haikyuu.
I know. And then, pero it's like, yung, when you see kasi the their team development over the seasons. Yes. It's parang when they're finally in the yung inter-high or like the big one.
Yeah.
And then parang yung mga lahat ng natutunan nila like over the years.
Yeah.
And then parang si Tsuki, like he's more of a team player now.
Right, and then
Hinata is like just, yeah. As in, I was like, oh my God, like it's all coming like, together.
They're a team now.
Yeah, they're a team.
Actually, one of them, I just didn't include the example that Kyle Yanis sent in. It's about Naruto. And that one. Ako
yung
end, ako yung pinaka-ending. Yung pinaka-pinaka-ending. When he got married. And
okay.
I was like, oh, I was such a... Oh, no. The one that I really cried was when... You never watched it, ba?
Naruto?
Yeah.
Not yet. I haven't seen
okay,
it yet.
So, there was this one, when after like a big battle. Because he was like the big loser of the village. Everybody hated him. He was the loser black sheep child.
Mm-mm.
And then he comes back triumphant. And he was so weak that one of his senpais, Kakashi, carried him on his back. Mm-hmm. And he carried him back to the village, a hero. See, I think I'm going to cry.
Oh my God. I saw glassy eyes.
I'm about to cry.
Oh my God.
Kasi parang like, everyone thought he was a loser. And then he comes back. And then he was so weak, he couldn't even come back on his own. And he had to be carried by his senpai, his teacher, his mentor, back to the village. And everyone was just so like, Naruto, you're a hero after all.
Aww.
It's the hormone. It's that time of month.
it's the week before.
It's that time of month, you know. I can't. Okay, so let's give you examples. My last good cry. When I visited my parents' house, and I saw my old dog wag his tail when he heard my voice after 6 months apart.
Oh,
I love
God.
those, like yung they were in the military. They were in
those videos.
Like 6 years, and then they come back. And the dog yung kulang na lang matumba siya sa kakawag niya ng tail niya, na halos hips na niya yung nagwawag.
Yeah,
they're just so happy, and they start crying. Like the dog starts crying.
Yes, I swear.
Oh, those kill me.
For me, like, I wasn't in the military, pero...
I don't think I know that much. I think I know that much about
you. I just want to make it clear to all the bosses.
Okay.
It's such a joke. And then, like, when I was gone for, like, 2 weeks for vacation, and then parang, I come back home, and then I was like, I already knew what was gonna happen as soon as I opened the door. Eh. And so as soon as I opened the door, parang Bugsy was there. And then parang, it's slow.
Yeah.
He's not even sure. He's
like,
not sure if it's you, pero once he finds out, like, the smell and everything,
that
it's you, as it parang, the tail starts wagging,
right?
And it starts running towards you.
At saka gusto ko yung super tagal talaga. Like, not just a year or, like, 10 years. Yung mga tipang ganun.
Yeah.
I remember there was this one, parang, I don't know if the dog got lost or basta like years. Tapos nung nakita niya yung ano, parang the dog was even afraid. Mm. Alam mo yung parang like, who are you? I don't even know you.
Yeah.
Tapos
yeah.
The first sniff, you see that switch.
Yeah.
No. You're that human I grew up with when I was young. Oh my gosh, I love those videos. Like, super big na sa akin yung when people in the military come back to their families.
Yes.
I mean, that's I love those videos too. But when it's animals, kasi nga, like, you don't even know how they process it. Because they're animals, right?
Yes.
Like, do they see their human as their parent, their friend?
Yes.
Their lover? I mean, who knows, right? Because you don't know what goes in their heads. But, yeah.
Even if it's not like dogs though, I think it's really interesting even yung mga, was it lions?
Yeah.
Yung the guy who raised them but then had to release them in the wild.
The one, I saw that.
And then when he came back 10 years
later
ba yun, na parang it's like, bigla na lang.
Oh, you know what made me cry? Google it after we do this.
So I don't cry.
The donkey.
The donkey?
Di ba parang you don't think it's like, oh my gosh, when the donkey saw the little girl that he grew up with. He started like, Tapos, pero like, if you see it, he puts his, like, his head on her shoulders and he starts crying.
Oh
my gosh. Like, you have to watch it. It's so sweet.
Cute.
And my last good cry, when a Facebook notification popped up on my feed saying, my Totga, quote, is engaged to... When you see an ex you never really got over completely.
Yeah.
And then you see that notification, di ba pag nag-ano sila sa, is now engaged to.
Yes, yung mga relationship stats.
Blank. That could be like, and lalo na when you're not in a good place. Kasi I think if you're good, whether you were with somebody or not, even if you're still single, pero you're like, oh, I'm good where I am.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, good for you. And then move on, right?
Yeah.
But when you're not in a good place and that this is somebody you never completely got over, mm-hmm. you're over, but not, there's a part of you that never got over.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like...
It's almost similar to... Not really, but I was sad. I was sad when I heard news na Henry Cavill was expecting his first child.
Right?
I was like...
I know, right?
It's official.
It's official.
It's not gonna happen.
Nakakatawa yung mga ano yung mga caption.
Yeah.
People who shared the news.
Mm-mm.
Yung mga tipong like it's a dark day for the gays today.
Not just.
Right. Another example. My last good cry. Yung paggising ko isang araw, wala na yung jowa ko. And, ay, wala na rin yung wallet ko. Laptop ko. Yung TV, yung ref.
Oh, no.
It's not just a breakup.
Oh.
It's a break-in.
Wala
na yung mga appliances. No, yung mga gadgets.
It was a scam.
My last good cry, after mag-graduate nung kapatid kong pinag-aral ko, sabi niya sa akin, kuya, i-enjoy mo na yung sweldo mo. Ako na bahala sa school ni Bunso.
Aww.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, like especially if I don't know the dynamic, because I've been lucky enough to you know, I've had like parents who could afford to put mm-hmm. this all through school. But I can imagine what those kids feel like na when they feel like they need to put their siblings to school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure you don't talk about it in a way na, oh, pag-aaralin kita, pero pagkatapos mo, ikaw naman. Ha. Like, I guess some panganays feel like it's up to them to put everyone to school.
Right.
So it's kind of nice when it comes from the next in line.
Yeah.
Lalo na kung marami kayo, parang like, okay, I'll be next. You know, yeah. I'll put, ako naman na magpa-find ng work, and then when I find the work, I'll put the next one to school, and then the next one would put the next one to school. You know what I mean? Para at least it, you kind of like spread the burden of putting the siblings through school.
Yeah.
And another my last good cry. Are you ready for this? This is a bit heartbreaking. Huh? When I got my credit card bill after my 2-week Japan trip.
No.
This is like not just cry. This is like Lord.
Yeah.
Help.
Help. Send help, please.
I remember the worst experience I've ever had. Not Japan, though. The U.S. So, alam ko malaki yung credit limit ko.
Mm-hmm.
At the time. For my sweldo, at the time.
Yeah.
I knew that, like, duh. I can just spend, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And I kept spending it on yung mga Broadway shows.
Of course.
It was my first time. So I was like, you know what?
Yes, you should.
I had cash. So I used cash for the other stuff. Pero for the Broadway shows, I was like, use my card. Use my card. And at the time, parang a typical Broadway show, I don't know how much it is now, but at the time, it was around, let's say $115 average.
Mm-hmm.
But a little over 100.
Yeah.
There were some that was below, tipo $90. Pero that was more of the not so popular shows. Pero pag mga Lion King or the ones that I watched.
Of course.
Chicago.
The good ones. The Tony Award winning ones.
Yeah. The Crucible with Liam Neeson.
Oh, I love it.
And Laura Linney.
Ooh,
I watched
nice,
that.
Nice.
It was 100, nasa ganon. Siguro mga maximum nasa 120 plus.
Mm-hmm.
As low as 90. Nasa ganong range. So I just kept charging it. Until eventually I was like, oh, I want to watch one more. So I went to the box office. And I was like, okay, sure, card it. And then it was like, oh, your card's maxed. And I literally froze. Like, no. You're mistaken.
Try it again.
Can you try it again? It couldn't have been maxed because if it was maxed, I'm in big trouble. Because I will not be able to pay that amount because I know my credit limit.
Yeah.
And if you tell me I've maxed it, it means I have to pay that amount?
Yeah.
I do not have that amount. It was maxed.
Oh my gosh.
And I had to pay in cash. I had cash pa naman. But my gosh, like I couldn't concentrate on the show.
Oh.
Because I was like,
I'm like maxed out na. What?
How will I pay this? My salary was not big at that time.
Yeah.
So I was like, I cannot pay this amount.
Mm-mm.
Oh, that was like an experience.
Yeah. I mean, for me traveling naman, not US, but I also get that. Like in Europe naman, where like the exchange rate is like
much more,
I swear.
Exactly.
As in parang,
'cause you're paying in dollars.
Yeah, or even like actually in euros nga ata. Kasi it was just like, and when I was there, it was pretty much cashless wherever you went. And so you really had to use your card.
Your card.
And so for me, when I would just charge, I was just like, I'm not gonna convert. Like, I don't wanna be in my head too much. Pero yeah, it was still intense. The whole.
I have a feeling it would have been better if I converted. Maybe I wouldn't have been so charge crazy.
Mm-mm.
Alam mo yung feeling ko kasi hindi ko siya maaabot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
stupid, you know.
I
like,
feel like it's extreme, but then...
Parang feeling mo unli siya. Kasi like, ang laki-laki nung credit limit ko. Paano ko mamamax? And then I wasn't even at the end of my trip. It was like in the middle of my trip.
No.
That was horrible.
Oh, gosh.
That was a nightmare. But there you go. If you want to join us, go ahead. Thank you to everybody. We're now trending number 6 in the Philippines.
Ooh.
If you want to join us, go ahead and send it to us, x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag my last good cry in all your posts.
Right here on Riot Wednesday.
Monster RX93.1.
Hey Monsters, good morning. Nikki here to give you the Monster News at this hour. Now, I rarely ever talk about sports, but this one goes out to Pia James because one of his favorite players back then, I'm not sure if it's still his favorite now, Blake Griffin has announced his retirement from the NBA. The former Boston Celtics player posted his lengthy and heartfelt farewell on all his social media accounts earlier this morning, sharing how his 14 years in the league has been truly unforgettable and was thankful to the game that had given him so much in his life. The 35-year-old began his professional career with the Los Angeles Clippers in 2009 after being picked overall in the NBA draft. After 8 seasons with the Clippers, he was traded into the Detroit Pistons in 2018, playing for 3 seasons. Then he spent 2 seasons with the Brooklyn Nets before ending his career with the Celtics during the 2022-2023 season. Griffin's former teammates, including Jamal Crawford and Kevin Love, expressed their love for the 6-time All-Star player and even NBA legend himself, Michael Jordan. Jordan also gave his well wishes. Best of luck to Griffin, and we'll see what he has in store next in his career slash life. That's what we got for your Monster News right here on Riot Wednesday.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, but let's start off with some greets.
Yes, saying hello to some monsters who have sent in their greets over on a text line. Hello and good morning to Nina, to Jonas, to Sarah. Hello, and yes, I will try and get your requests also for Opium Riot into the playlist. And also, hi to Justin Sayana, to Fonzie, to Angeli. Good morning to Edward and to Ryan. Yes, I already picked up the playlist from Opium Riot.
Yes,
thank
we did.
You. Thank you. Also, hello to Lex. Good morning to Melai. Happy birthday to your friend Rana. And then also to Alan from Viber here in Telegram. Good morning to Renz, to 7070, and then also to Elmer, to Nedge, Brian, Red, Cyril, and Mitch. Good morning, and let's head into the top 10.
All right, we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Kyle Yenis. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We've got the top 10, my last good cry.
My last good cry.
Starting off with Genshin Impacto at number 10. When I see my parents, very proud of me, nung sinasabitan ako ng medal on stage.
Oh.
Same. Again, I mean, again, it's really the triumphant moments for me.
Mm.
Not so much the sad. Not that I don't cry during sad moments, but my tears are definitely more prone to flowing when it's the triumphant moments.
Yeah.
Parang tears of joy. Mas ma-tears of joy talaga.
Or even seeing like the kids perform or seeing their parents when they're on stage.
Yeah.
While they're about to perform, they're looking for their parents and then they have that look on their face.
Yeah. Like, you're parang like, oh my gosh, I'm making them proud.
Yeah.
Diba? And coming from Maxim De Winter, OMG, when I watched the musical Next to Normal 2 weeks ago. Act 1 pa lang, yung luha ko umaagos na. And I think that was the first time for me na umiyak ng literal sa theater. Usually naiiyak, pero yung umiiyak first time.
Wow.
I'm so curious. I wanna watch.
I don't think I've ever watched like a play lang. I've always watched musicals eh.
Yeah.
So parang next to, I have heard of Next to Normal nga, pero yes, I don't know if I'm ready to cry.
Yeah, I've always been so curious.
Mm.
Yeah. And from Simply Nedge at number 8, yung nabayaran ko na lahat ng mga utang na minana ko pa sa parents ko.
Oh, wow.
That must be, you know, it must be so tough. I mean, I can imagine. I mean, it already is so hard paying off your own debts, the debts that you incurred.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're paying off debts of your family. But that's
huge.
Not easy. That is not easy. Because siempre there's a part of you that's like, why am I the one working my butt off to pay off somebody else's debt? No, I'm sure you benefited from it, like especially if it's your parents who borrowed the money.
Yes.
But you can't take it away from the person to feel exhausted.
Yeah,
so siguro pag natapos, no, parang it's like a such a relief.
Yes.
That you'll just, I don't know, just break down and like, I'm done.
Yeah.
And from Rhyme and Reason, number 7, true story, 7 years old ako. No, sorry. 7 years ago, ako kasi, I'm thinking na mispress niya yung K. Dapat G. So true story, 7 years ago, naka-receive ako ng news sa work ko. At yun yung pinakagrabing iyak ko, na pumasa ako sa bar exams.
Aww.
Doon ko na-realize, mas matindi talaga ang emotion ng joy over sadness.
Mm.
Like something that you've been waiting for, something that you've been working for, something that you've been frustrated by, finally happens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that must be like amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like for example, do you watch Drag Race?
No.
No? Okay, so there's this drag queen. Like she's amazing. You would think she was like she was this veteran because she's so polished, she's so like everything she does is amazing. She's a good dancer, lip syncer, performer, her fashion's amazing, her makeup's great, etc., etc. But it turns out this was her 11th attempt, and she kept on getting rejected. Mm-hmm. Like 11th, and you can't imagine him being rejected when in the past seasons, the past 11 seasons, and daming not even half of what he is. Mm. So it's like, what? Why would you not get him when you got all these wale queens? And how come you never made it? So I can just imagine when he finally got the call after 11 tries that, hey, you're in. Yeah. You know, I would probably cry because it's something that has probably frustrated me. Now, what's wrong with me? Why don't you want me?
Yeah.
Season after season, I apply. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure to some degree, nasa shortlist na siya here and there. And you're and what? You're usually getting, ilan ba? 12, 13, 14 mm-hmm. every season. And I never make the cut?
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I would be pissed slash so sad.
But the fact that you just kept pushing, no? And then eventually after your 11th try?
11th try. Yeah. I don't even know if I have that in me.
Same.
That kind of fire. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a part of me that's, yeah, let's go for it. But there's also the part of me that's like, you know what? Maybe you're barking up the wrong tree. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is not your strength. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe you can do this on weekends, you know, and, you know, but maybe this is not for you. So, kudos if you have that kind of fire underneath you, you know, to keep going.
11 tries. Gosh.
11 tries, right? And coming from Coco Hernandez, my last good cry, seeing loneliness in the eyes of someone who refused to admit it.
Hmm.
Actually, it's because, totoo lang, no? It's not so much outright sadness. Like when I see somebody crying, that doesn't necessarily make me cry. Sometimes it's the fact that they're trying to hide it. Minsan mas nakakaiyak pa yon.
Yes.
Did you see that viral thing? That kid na face paint kid.
Face paint.
Si face paint kid. I mean, it's not even sad. Mm-hmm. It's more like somebody posted na parang she was hired to do face painting for like, I think an event. And then there's this kid na parang he was just standing there. Tapos yung caption no ano na parang he just waited until all the kids were done. And then very shyly, he approached and he goes, excuse me po, may bayad po? Tapos ang sinabi na, wala. Oh, the smile on his face.
Aww.
And then like the joy of, oh my gosh. And people were like,
oh,
can we take care of this baby?
Because
he was just so precious.
Oh my goodness.
Like, gets you? Like, it's not even a sad story, but when you see somebody who's like, you know, maybe it's expensive and I don't have any money and like, but if it's free, can I have one? Can you paint my face? You should try to look for, I mean, it's viral.
Okay, so the donkey everywhere.
Oh yeah, yeah, nga pala. The donkey and the face paint kit. I swear.
Okay.
So adorable. Okay. And he's not even like sad. He wasn't even crying or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just that smile that's so genuine and it was like, oh, I don't have to pay. And you'll do it for me for free?
Bakit nakikita na ako diba? sa expression mo?
Because I'm like a kid.
I know,
but because you should watch it. Because even the celebs, like si Vice yata or something. Like he retweeted it and then he was like, can somebody please tell me that, like, who I can contact? Like, I want to give this kid a gift or something. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And, from Designer Dad, at number 5, when finally we got the keys to our house after waiting for 3 years. Supposedly 1 year lang, but the pandemic happened, so they stopped construction. Yeah. And from Maria Chanel, after years of renting, we finally bought our own house. There is a certain relief knowing you cannot be kicked out anymore. You know, we were talking about this when we finally finish.
Mm.
We would probably like cry in each other's arms. Sabi nga naman, siguro yung first time we take a dip in the pool, we'll probably cry. Because it was such a journey. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, not gonna lie. I'm sure there were other people who've had it much tougher than we did.
Mm-hmm.
But this is probably the toughest thing we've ever had to like work on.
Yes.
Like even with work, kunyari. Yeah, like I've gone through so many difficult times during my career, right? Pero yung on a personal level,
mm-hmm.
like as a project, as an investment, as a, like medyo talagang pulling your hair out levels
Totoo.
Of difficulty. So when it's finally done, we would be so, oh my gosh, we did it. I super get this entry.
Mm-mm.
I super get this entry. When you finally get the keys and you're like, this is it. It's ours. And you know, we're done.
Yeah.
Kasi parang it, never ending. You've got 10 tasks in front of you. And it's like, gagapangin mo all 10. Pagdating mo ng 10, you realize the next step, kumbaga sa video game, yung next level, 20 steps. And then you work on all the 20 steps one at a time, and then after that, pag ano mo, next level, 30 steps. Yung parang,
yeah.
Is this going to end?
Yeah.
Akala mo na babawasan yung checklist mo. Every time may mababawas, merong dadagdag.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's
like I know,
so hard.
Like I don't have the experience, but someone made kwenta to me, and like when they were having their house made,
yeah,
right, it just always seemed like they kept spending for things left and right. Tama, kailangan pala yung bahay, hindi
yes.
pa tapos.
Yes. And something grabe. Comes up na hindi mo
yes.
alam you needed to do this pala. Na parang, mm-hmm. what? How come nobody said anything about this? Kala mo, it's just building the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it feels like there's this bottomless pit. And then you're just shoveling your money into that bottle. Yeah. Ganun yung feeling, Vincent.
Oh,
I mean, of course, that's not true. It's going to, you know, it's an investment.
Yes.
You know, at the end of it, you know, after, I don't know, 20 years, we can always sell it
Mm-mm.
and get our money back, right? And more. But at the moment,
yeah,
it feels like shovel, hole, shovel, hole, shovel, hole.
Mm-hmm.
Your cup of tea, not number 4. My last good cry was after watching the Ted Lasso finale. I didn't know that it ended.
Oh my God.
Nasa barko ako pauwi ng probinsya. Naghalo yung puyat and the emotions of the finale. So there I was, crying, watching my tears fall into the salt of the ocean. Habang umaalon-alon sa gitna ng dagat.
Yeah.
I guess it's the whole vibrant kasi.
Mm.
You're in the middle of the ocean. Yeah, it's not something you experience every day.
Yeah.
So you're out of your... So medyo may dramatic, you know.
Dramatic
So medyo yeah. feeling ano ka, feeling Kate Winslet yeah. ka doon.
Okay, just like for that show, it's so good. Like me and JC, we talk about it all the time mm-hmm. whenever we get the chance to. If you guys love football or just like, you know, humor, and then all there's some mix of slight wokeness na rin to it, but it's the storyline is just really good
yeah.
and it's just like, then each episode it's like I feel like I'm tearing up for whatever like element of our topic it is that they're like centering on, or that Ted Lasso is kind of like doing making cuento with this weird cuento.
Yeah,
it's so, I love it.
I've never continued it. I have watched like I think a couple of episodes.
Mm-mm.
I love it. It's just that hindi lang siya, it didn't call to me at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that one of these days I will continue it.
Mm-mm.
I love the boss lady. What's her name?
Hannah Waddingham. The actress.
I love
She's
Hannah Waddingham.
So good. She's
she
so
is
pretty.
Such a boss.
Yeah.
Like even when I see her outside of the show, pag mga mm-hmm. awards.
Yeah.
Mga, I'm like, oh, I love this girl.
Yeah.
She is amazing.
She had a moment with the paparazzi a while ago. Like
the show leg.
The show your leg.
Because parang there was an awards evening. So she had a beautiful gown on.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she was asked to pose, of course she gamely posed. That's what celebrities do, right?
Mm-hmm.
During events, especially awards. And then some creep said, show some leg.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, you don't get to tell a woman, show
yeah,
some leg.
Yeah, but you don't tell that to a man.
You don't tell that. Yeah, that's what she said. Pala. You don't tell that to a man, so why should you tell that to a lady?
Yeah.
And then people started posting photos of her doing exactly that, showing a leg. And then people were like, dude, there is an ocean of a difference.
Yeah.
Of a woman showing her leg because she wants to.
Yes.
And a woman showing her leg because a man told her to.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
if you don't even see the difference, because people are like, what is she talking about? Look at her. She's showing her leg. That's the ocean of a difference between free will and no consent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I
yes.
mean? And it's like, you people are crazy. You don't even see the difference. Mm-hmm. There's a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And from Tampupo at number three, whenever I see my mom cry, syempre ko comfort ko muna siya. I'm like the rock, the tower of power. Pero after, pag sa kwarto na siya, tatakbo na ako sa kwarto ko at doon ako hahagago. Because you don't wanna, you know what, iba-iba to ha. Some people, they can't stand to see their parents cry. They mm-hmm. just completely lose it. It's like, I'm the one who's supposed to be crying and then you're comforting me. When I see you cry, my world falls apart because mm-hmm. you're my pillar of strength.
Yeah.
Iba naman, it's like they can't stand to see their kids cry. Like when somebody breaks their heart. Kasi nga, you've been protecting them so all their lives. So when you see somebody else hurting them, you can't take it. You know, it hurts triple for the yeah. parent to see mm-hmm. their... Iba-iba. Like for me, it's my pets.
Mm-mm.
When I see them sick or in pain, oh my gosh. Like I'm such a cool... I'm always cool as a cucumber, but when they're in pain, I'm really like... I panic. I'm like... Like I don't know what to do. So yeah. Iba-iba tayo nung... Yung sino yung ayaw mong nakikita na nasasaktan.
Mm-hmm.
Whether physically or emotionally. Manda from Al Macchiato. True story, number two. When my bosses asked to talk to me privately and told me that they want to sponsor my resident visa and citizenship fees, which is pretty steep.
Oh my gosh.
I never asked them to. They just wanted to let me know how much they valued me.
That's... Like, yeah, I would cry.
I would, yeah.
Like,
they're not, this is not even their job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you work for people who show you how much they value you in this way,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, my gosh, I'd probably work there forever.
Yeah.
You know, I'd never leave. I mean, if they treat you that well, my gosh.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Like, And it's so hard. It's so hard to be sponsored, especially in the US.
Oh,
so parang, and I've gone through like the whole looking for like a work visa, how to go about it before.
Kasi
parang, I was already there. I was already working there.
So right.
parang, pero it was like a lottery because the amount of people who would apply for a work visa, H2B visa ata. It's more than 100,000, more than six digits or something.
Gosh.
So that's why, and they only allot mga 100,000, 75,000 a year to, so they'll do lotteries, pero they'll do it in tiers. So one, like college graduates, the other one would be yung mga advanced degrees na.
Right.
But you're not guaranteed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Pero right? Like, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing.
Love it.
And the top, my last good cry, comes from Rice Baby. And she says, after ko manganak, na-realize ko how it feels to love a child. And feeling just how much I love my child, I suddenly realized how much my mom actually loves me.
Oh, wow.
It's like if I feel like this with my baby, is that how much my mom loves me? And she starts crying.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it all makes sense. It's full circle.
Yeah.
You know, like, you always feel like, lalo na kunyari, medyo fractious yung relationship nyo, and you feel like your mom doesn't really, like you. And then you have your own baby, and then you're like, oh, it's impossible not to love your own child.
Yeah.
And then you realize, you know, it all adds up.
Yeah, and I feel like when you reach that point, it's like, oh, I get it. I kind of get it.
Before. I get it. Yeah, yeah. This is how she felt when she had me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there you go. We have another batch coming right up. If you want to join us, x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag my last good cry in all your posts.
Yes. For now, let's keep it going with Opium Riot right here on Riot Wednesday.
Monster RX93.1.
That's right. It is 8:33 in the morning and time for another set of monster news. Nikki Porter over here talking about from Kansas City Chiefs tight end to Taylor Swift's boyfriend to now game show host. Yep, Travis Kelce is officially in his hosting era. The three-time Super Bowl champion is set to MC 20 episodes of the Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader spinoff, Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? Each episode welcomes an adult contestant who will rely on a classroom full of celebs who will help them answer 11 questions on a range of subjects based from elementary curriculum in the hopes of winning $100,000. While his premiere date has yet to be announced, it should be noted that this isn't actually Kelce's first time starring in his own TV show. In 2016, Travis starred in a reality dating series called Catching Kelce, but I guess since he's already been caught, so to speak, the NFL champ is now reaching for another touchdown, this time in the realm of game show hosting. That's what we got for your Monster news. Let's go back to more music. Tuned in to Opium Riot with me, Nikki, and Chico, only here on Riot Wednesday.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. But let's start off with some greets.
Yes, over on Twitter, we're saying hi to, hold on, Juice Blank, hello and good morning to Defective Pikachu, good morning. Also hi to 7070, to Victoriano, the Average Pinoy, or Coco Hernandez. Also good morning to Anne Ragasa, and then also to Malay Supergirl, good morning. Chichi Chronicles, hi to you as well. And over on the text line, we're also saying hi to Iced Red Sparrow, Kia Ora to you as well. Hello and good morning to Jedi. Marvin says, dapat may duo name na daw tayo.
Oh!
This is the last time though. Or baka we don't know. Maybe I spoke too soon.
Cheeky.
I was thinking of like cheeky.
Siya lang chika na kami ni Kayla eh. So,
dapat ah, chika. Eh kasi...
Chinik? Chinik sa Tagilira.
Medyo...
Chinik.
Chinik?
Pwedeng chinik.
Chinik. Chinik.
Chiknik.
Chiknik.
Parang picnic.
Parang chiknik.
Diba chiknik?
I will like go
chicknick.
With that. Okay. Chicknick.
So chicknick. You've got chicknick today.
Okay. And then also on Telegram, hello to Emilio, to Mitch, and to Renz. Thanks for tuning in.
All right. So here we go. Thanking Kyle Llanes for the topic. My last good cry. Let's start off at number 10 from Victoriano. Finally signing the documents for the property I bought after years and years of renting.
Oh.
Wow. So I guess, I don't know if you have the budget for it. It's really nice to just buy a finished property.
Yeah.
Just, you know, it's ready. Just buy it. You know, you just move in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But usually you'll need a bigger amount.
Oh, really?
Hindi, kasi, ah, yeah. Parang tapos na eh. Parang like, you know what I mean?
True.
So, or I don't know. I'm just guessing. Kasi syempre, whatever it costs to build it, kung ikaw yung nagpagawa, syempre, tataasan mo pa pag binenta mo.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I mean, you have to earn off of it, right?
Yes.
So, you have to earn a profit. So, I'm guessing mas mahal yun. But, yeah, you avoid all the headaches and all the, you know, of building.
True.
And, number 9, coming from Al Macchiato, my last good cry when my husband finally received his CPAP machine to help with his snoring. After 5 years of chainsaw snoring, I finally got a peaceful and deep sleep. Yeah. I can imagine that. Siguro parang like, oh my gosh, it's quiet.
Yeah. Pero medyo maingay pa rin yung CPAP minsan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is it?
CPAP is like, I'm not sure. I could be wrong. But that's the mask that the person wears so that it kind of opens the airway.
Okay.
So that you're able to sleep without like struggling to snore. Because if you have sleep apnea, diba, that can be life-threatening.
Yeah.
So that one just keeps the airway open. I'm not a professional, but then that's how I understand it. It keeps the airway open so that you can breathe more comfortably as
it's
you
like
sleep.
It's like an oxygen machine?
Parang, but then it kind of brings the oxygen inside you much easier.
Oh, but it's just a mask.
It's a mask with a may machine siya to kind of just like operate the whole thing. Pero
I don't think I'll be able to sleep if I'm wearing like, a contraption on my face.
Yun lang. Pero I feel like those are also deep sleepers, yung mga naga-apnea.
And ano pa ako, like I sleep on my side, on my stomach. Mm-mm. So alam mo yung nakangud-ngud yung mukha ko sa pillow.
Uh-oh.
So if I have a mask, alam mo yun, it's going to be pretty uncomfortable.
It'll be like an adjustment period right? talaga.
And from designer dad, number 8, true story, when I saw who really cared for me and my family, people I thought I can count on weren't there, and then people who I was not close to were there.
Wow.
And I guess it's the overwhelming, like, really, you're willing to help me and I didn't expect it from you? I mean, syempre, there's the part that's your sad na yung the people you expected to help didn't help. But when you see other people stepping up, unexpected people, yeah, I'd probably cry. Because I'd be like, really? You, of all people, will help me? Diba? But we're not even close. We're not even like, I didn't expect anything from you, and then you're my savior.
Yeah, I didn't know you held me in such high regard.
I know, right? Or kahit hindi, alam mo yon, yung just the, I don't know, for me, parang, in the face of such goodness, like,
okay,
out of the goodness of their heart, even if hindi naman, hindi man tayo close, and you don't see me that way, it's just that you, I needed help, and you were willing to help me. Na ano ako din, na-overwhelm ako sa ganun. Like, it's like, you're such a good person. From Tampupo at number 7, may mga kanta na gusto ko lang talagang iiyak kahit wala naman akong pinagdadaanan. Favorite ko sa ganyan, yung She Used to Be Mine. You know, it's true. I said the story before. There was this one time, I have playlists. Just generally playlists.
Okay.
And sometimes, pag siya yung era ko, I will play that specific playlist every day for months. Sometimes like half a year, I'm listening to the same playlist over and over again. And I take a walk in Eastwood every day. So imagine mo, every day I'm listening to that playlist. And one time, so I've been listening to this specific playlist for months. Biglang pagdating dun sa song na Unwritten, si Natasha Bedingfield, I just started crying. Tapos bigla na lang, I didn't realize, like, alam mo yung parang like, words unspoken.
You had your moments.
The rest is still unwritten. Why am I crying? Why am I crying?
Oh my gosh.
Diba? Like, it's so weird. Like, I was listening to that song every day. No effect. Just biglang, just, it clicks out of nowhere.
It just ended up as some like gospel moment. The final.
Yeah.
Staring at the blank page before you.
Open up the window. Yung parang, or I don't know, maybe I was going through something and it kind of.
Baka.
It kind of like spoke the words that I wanted to say. So yeah. I had my little unwritten breakdown.
Oh.
Among other songs. Meron talagang song na bigla na lang. Another one of that was Here's Where the Story Ends.
By Sorry.
The Sundays.
No.
You know this. Marry me. Where am I good side? I'm on the outside.
Okay, maybe it's a little.
Here's where the story ends. You don't know. Wait. I will not let this pass.
Okay. Yes.
It's on my playlist.
Educate me, coach.
Okay. Okay. Listen. It's the first song in my playlist. So, I'm sure kilala mo to.
Okay. Game. Nan ko ang ano. Okay. Yeah, okay.
I just sang it wrong.
Okay, I can remember.
It's that little souvenir of that terrible year. See, I'm going to cry again. I mean, it's so nice. I mean, so there are certain songs, even when you're okay, even when you don't have hugot, sometimes it brings a tear to your
Yeah. So I have some songs like that na rin, na parang,
what's yours?
Gosh. Which one is it again? The one from
Sasakyan Kita.
Sasakyan mo ko. Yun yung lyrics ni Chico ah, kanina off air.
I was like, hindi pa ganun yung lyrics na, di ba? Sasakyan kita.
Sasakyan mo ko. Ibang song yan.
Iba ba yun?
Iba yun.
Okay, fine.
Ano yung song na, ano, napapaiyak ako. Pero sometimes it's just like, I'm not, it doesn't resonate, but then the lyrics are just painful. Like, is it the, yung, what's the title of that Adele song? For some reason, yung I Can't Love You, Love You in the Dark? Love in the Dark?
Yeah.
Yung parang, I can't belt out her song though. Pero, it's just saying that you guys are like miles apart, but then it's like, it's not gonna work out or something. Wala akong hugot, pero the lyrics,
like, speak to you.
Yeah, it speaks to me, and it's just like, it squeezes my heart.
Me, another one of those, Love Thy Will Be Done.
Gusto mo yung sample ulit.
Love Thy Will Be Done. Even I can hide, I can no longer run out of love. Thy will be done. Even in the thick of night, in the thick of night, under the limit, creation has one perfect complex.
Why is it? It's like it changed genres in the middle. What happened?
Again, I can hide like I no longer manana. I'm a creation that's one perfect complex. And I'm a beautiful and I'm nestled in the next.
Song ba talaga yan?
It is! Ay, nako! Okay. You know this song. Mahaba pa to. Pag ina-adlib ko dati, ito haba ng salita ako bago mag-start. Here comes Love Thy Will Be Done by Martika.
Love Thy Will Be Done.
You know this song?
I can no longer hide. I can no longer run. No longer.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, diba?
Yeah. Now I know the title of
this
song.
Oh, diba? Oh, ito naman. Right. Ay, hindi pa. Tagal naman ng part na ano. I'll tell you. Kasi ayaw maniwala eh, na merong... Ayan. Gusto ko yung part na ano eh. Ayan.
I could be my satisfied. You are there's no peace outside my window. I can see since I have had why I have no longer.
Oh my god!
I told you that's how it goes!
Your facial expression, si Chico, kinakanta niya. With a breathless
breath. But I can no longer run.
Oh my god! That part I've never heard. Okay, but now
I love that part.
No! Okay. Please repeat the title and song para maalala.
Love Thy Will Be Done by Martika.
By Martika. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the serenade. Okay. Ang layo daw.
Oy, sabi na kayo. Okay nyo, ang lapit ha. Even when there's no peace that my love and my love longer run.
I can't. Oh no.
You will forever remember that song.
Oh my god.
Add that to your playlist.
Okay.
Okay.
Ne gusto ko yung version mo. Mas okay.
O sige, sabi natin i-record na ito. Sabi natin kay Tom i-record ito. And from Poik at number 6. My last good cry, when some relatives told me I wasn't alone during a family emergency and to count on them. I couldn't help it. The floodgates of relief just burst open.
Mm.
Yung parang just when you thought that you were all alone and, you know, there's nobody there to come to the rescue, and then suddenly, you know, relatives said, you know what, count on us.
Mm.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you hear that, sometimes when you hear like those words, I'm here for you, like if you need anything, or even just like, you know, that assurance of like, hey, are you, how are you doing? Because sometimes we forget to ask that. So parang,
true.
That's the time when people really break down and be like,
yeah, actually, they're strong naman.
Yeah.
Pero when somebody suddenly gives support, it's mm-mm. like, I can ease up a little bit mm-hmm. on the strength and just be a little vulnerable.
Yeah.
And from Rice Rice Baby, my last good cry, I woke up from a dream where my ex and I were together. And it made me cry. Not because I still love him, don't get me wrong. Mm. More because I can't imagine having a different present than the one I have right now with my partner and child.
Oh.
Gets yung usually, diba, you cry because you miss your ex. It's more of, akala niya, that was the life that she had, the one with the ex that mm-hmm. they got together. And it's like, no, I don't want to be with him. Like, I like where I am right now. Yeah. So it's a little different from your usual dreaming of your ex kind mm-hmm. of.
It's good to be in that place also.
It is. It means you like what you have
mm-hmm.
as opposed to dreaming about something
what
you lost.
Yeah.
Diba? And from Croy Parel, my last good cry, March 14, 2024. This is just recently. April, ano pa lang, 17, eh, diba?
Yeah.
11:15 p.m. My SO told me that he was no longer happy, so I had to let go. Hagulgul ako saying goodbye to the cats. I can't.
Aww.
He hugged me and whispered, I love you. I didn't reply or hug him back. I just cried. Oof. Flew to Qatar the next day. Never cried since.
Mm.
Wow.
Gosh.
And it's really horrible when you get together to the point that you have pets together.
Yeah.
Kasi parang when you break up, it's almost like you have kids.
Yeah. And take some custody.
Somebody has to take custody, quote-unquote custody of the babies, of her babies. That's horrible. Kasi parang like, even if let's say you didn't work out, you probably still love the pets that you took care of together. Imagine when you took care of them since they were kittens, since they were puppies. And you'd have to leave everyone behind.
Mm-mm.
That would be heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from Toti Marie, my last good cry, nung sinabi sa akin ng psychiatrist ko that I'm good na with no medication for my anxiety. Napaiyak talaga ako because akala ko hindi na matatapos yung kabaliwan ko. Yet, here I am, crazy but in a good way. Oh, that's nice. Doesn't matter what it is, whether it's a mental situation or a physical problem. I don't want to be dependent on meds.
Yeah.
I'm really scared of being dependent on meds.
Yeah.
So if I can not take meds, that's why I'm on a diet now. Day 3 today.
Nga pala.
You remember? I told you about this. So yeah, day 3. So far, so good.
Mm-mm.
You know, I do feel it. I don't know if it's psychological, but I feel the 3 days.
Mm.
Eating well, at least better than I would usually do. Pero yun nga eh, kasi like, I don't like the idea that the day will come when I have to take
maintenance
mm-hmm. and like, kasi diba forever na daw yun? Once you start, that's like forever. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be dependent on pills, mm-hmm. you know? And for Maxim De Winter, and number 2, my last good cry, nag-1-on-1 kami ni boss and literally, tinanong lang niya, kung kumusta ako, ayun, bumuhos agad yung luha ko. Like you were saying,
mm-mm.
sometimes all it takes is for somebody to ask you, how are you? Or, are you okay? And then like, oh my gosh. Kasi nga pinipigil mo siya eh. So when somebody does that, suddenly it's like, oh no, you did not ask the question, how are you? Lalo na when it's not a cursory, how are you? Kasi diba, pag yung regular person ako at a grocery store.
Uh-oh.
Hey, good morning, how are you? Oh, good, good. Diba, sasagot ka lang eh. Ano
small
na
talk,
cursory na rin yung sagot mo. But when it's a serious, how are you? Like from somebody, like from a friend.
How are you really doing?
Like, hey, how are you? Oh my gosh. That's enough to get me going.
Yeah.
And the top, my last good cry comes from Rhyme and Reason. Rhyme and Reason says, I broke up with my ex, but I cried over it more because mamimiss ko yung Nintendo Switch, free medical consultation, and let's just say his joystick.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, like, hindi mo na bibili ka na na sarili mo.
Oh, you need a new joystick.
Right? Maybe you do. Or whatever console you're using.
Yes.
Kasi a joystick, I think it's like Atari.
That's having like a, what do you call that? It's having a moment now na rin. Like the throwback consoles.
Yes.
Diba?
Yes.
Even like the handheld ones.
Diba nga merong ano? Remember, if I'm not mistaken, Nokia released a cell phone of their classics in 3310.
Yes.
Pero ano na siya, smartphone na siya. Mm-hmm. Like, it just looks like the old phone, but it actually functions like the new phone.
Right. That's cool.
So there you go. Two more batches coming right up. But when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. And we are live on Facebook.
Hey, hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome to all of the rushers who are watching us on Facebook Live.
Yes.
Hello to Elmer Velasco and to the Dubai rushers. Good morning to Judy. Also, yes, it is Chick Nick today.
Chick Nick. Oh, and please take care to the Dubai rushers. Did you see the freaky weather they've been having there?
What's
like the airports? Like it's crazy. You see airplanes. Alam mo parang pag yung mga jeep dito may baha, yung half of their tires are submerged. Ganon. Like freaky weather. Like you know, like those tall condos, and then they have their balconies. Furniture being blown off of the balconies.
What?
Like because the winds are so strong.
Oh,
yeah,
oh
like it's
gosh.
Crazy weather in Dubai.
So skyscraper pa. Oh my god.
Please, please, please be careful.
Yeah.
You know, I think this is like, you know, very, this is very rare. Because hello, Dubai. So obviously it's very dry, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're not used to that kind of level of rainfall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They cloud seed, diba?
I'm, like, yeah, probably. Yes. Kasi nga, because it's so dry.
Mm-hmm.
But suddenly, they're getting freakish weather. Like, really freakish weather.
Might need to dial it back a bit.
I know, right? So please be careful.
Yeah, stay safe. Dubai rushers. Over on Viber, we're also seeing good morning to Yon Tefian. Also, hi to Mar the Ice. To it's just BR. So, Burr. Or, and then Mervin.
Ano daw?
Hindi.
Mer or Burr? Mer or Burr?
Swear,
what is that?
Yung pangalan sa text line sender, BR. Tapos parang yung message by Mervin. Ah, okay. Okay.
So, gusto ko yung parang Mer or Burr? Oh, Mervin! Layo.
Whoops.
Layo ng Mer
anyway,
or Burr.
Thank you for identifying yourself and your message. Good morning also to Cindy, to Jameel. Jameel says, I wish I could have seen Chico's face while singing.
Oh, yeah. Love Thy Will Be Done.
Love Thy Will Be
is
Done.
Is the title
there we go.
Of the song.
And then hello and good morning to Elmer. And who else? To Aika and to Lee. Good morning, everybody.
Kando kayo. And...
Oo na. Magre-record ka kasama ni Tom.
Ni Tom. Sige. And here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. Courtesy of Kyle Yanis. Thank you.
Thank you, Kyle.
Let's start off at number 10 from Rhyme and Reason. my last good cry, nung na-turn over sa akin yung unit ko, hindi ko alam kung mas naiiyak ba ako dahil may naipundar na ako or dahil wala na akong pambili ng gamit sa loob ng unit dahil sa taas ng monthly amortization.
Uh-oh.
That too. But that's a good problem.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that's a good problem. Like, because you already own the unit.
Mm-hmm.
Your problem now is just finding the like the furniture and stuff.
And you don't have to do it immediately.
You don't have to do it immediately. You can start off with mga monoblock and all. I will be good with that.
Yeah.
You know? But the point is, you just invested in property.
Yes.
And you should be happy about that.
Yeah.
So for me, that's a good problem.
I like those posts like I see on Instagram about how it started, where it's going.
Yes.
Or how it's going.
I love those too.
Galing. As in, it's like, yeah, you should be proud.
Yung parang sa una, it may seem like you feel kawawa because mm-hmm. you don't have stuff to put in your condo. But, you know, not everyone can say that they have a condo.
Yes.
So if you actually were able to afford one, oh, give yourself a pat on the back.
Yes, true.
Job well done.
Mm-hmm.
And from Tampupu, for several months after my brother passed away, I would still dream about him every night as if he were still alive. As in, I'll only wake up once I realize na, oo nga pala, wala na siya.
Aww.
So, laging basa yung unan ko as I relive it every day. That's a tough part, reliving. I mean, losing somebody you love is already so difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But to have to relive it on a regular basis, every time you remember it, parang it's as if it's happening for the first time all over again.
Mm-hmm.
That's the toughest part.
Yeah.
From Coco Hernandez, my last good cry, seeing my beloved country become a victim of its own choices. But that's, you know, every country
mm-hmm.
goes through this. You know, you make your mistakes as a country. Even if, let's say, you can always argue, well, I wasn't part of that mistake. Yeah, but you're still part of the country.
Yeah.
So to a degree, we're all in this together.
Yes.
For better or for worse. From Rice Baby, 2002. After watching the ending of the famous Korean novella Winter Sonata, afternoon hindi na ako nanood ng K-drama. I do not need that kind of heartache in my life. Alam, I do get it though. You have the feeling na parang I have enough of my own. Why would I want to watch other people's heartache?
Mm-hmm.
No matter if it's fictional.
True.
Sometimes because it's so. It's nice to torture yourself.
A little bit. It's like listening to those songs again. Parang that make it hurt, whether or not it resonates with you.
And plus, it's fiction. So
yes.
You kind of don't feel so bad.
Or sometimes the heartbreak then because you relate to
you
it.
You relate to? Yeah. Yeah. You don't feel alone.
It's not the exact same situation that happened, pero you just, yeah, you're sharing the same boat.
It's a bit of a masochistic pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Sophia says, my last good cry, the day I realized I've developed an allergy/intolerance to beef.
Oh,
it
no.
was, I was in debilitating pain after having steak. Hindi ko alam kung umiiyak ba ako dahil sa sakit or dahil pati beef, hindi ko na rin pwedeng kainin. True story.
Oh.
All that stuff. I remember when my doctor told me to stop eating sweets.
No.
Meron talagang this reaction. Like, it's anger. Like, gusto mo magbasag ng plato levels. Kasi nga parang like, ano na? Parang lahat na lang bawal. You know, bawal na to. Bawal, you know, lalo na pag ganyan. Like Sophia. I'm guessing, she's saying, pati beef, hindi ko na pwedeng kainin. Meaning, siguro ang dami ng previously na pinagbawal.
Uh-oh.
And then add pa something so major.
Yes.
As beef or sweets or
diet,
milk.
Yeah.
Parang hirap tanggalin ng mga like, it's everywhere,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
From Simply Nedge, my last good cry, true story, yung nakasakay ako sa bus, pabalik na ako ng Manila, galing sa province. Tapos, since walang signal dun ko lang nabuksan yung cellphone ko. Pag-check ko ng Twitter, magkaka-baby na pala si favorite Japanese actor. Sabay play ng That Should Be Me. Which I think, you know, 90% of the female/straight female/gay male population felt about Henry Cavill.
Yes.
Becoming a dad.
Yeah. I was
future
like,
dad.
It
future
was
dad.
Really, but I mean, it was bittersweet. Like I literally want to play Should Have Been Us by Tori Kelly.
Right? Hindi, tsaka yung parang, it kind of, I mean, I don't know. Was it general knowledge that he was with someone? Kasi parang nagulat ako na, oh, like, I didn't even know that he was with someone. I mean, I assumed it.
Mm-hmm.
But gets, not like, let's say, the high-profile couples na, alam mo na, this actor is with this actress, this singer is with that singer.
Yeah.
Medyo nagulat ako na, like, it's that serious to the point that, you know, they're having a baby together.
And I saw, but you can see, like, with the way that he posted about her, parang, he was, like, just in love with his girlfriend, and she's not like,
stop, I don't want to hear this anymore.
I know. I don't want to talk about it either, but here we are.
Don't tell me how much he loves her.
Like when he posted like that Instagram post of them just like, you know, playing chess.
Oh,
and like, just,
he's such a nerd.
Yes, they're both nerds. Yeah, in that sense. And so parang,
no, she's not, she's just pretending.
She's not a real nerd.
I love when she's not a real nerd.
Not a real nerd. She just knows how to play chess, that's it.
Ugh.
But I felt it. I felt it.
I was going to say, what does she have that I don't? What? And then I realized, oh, I know. I can enumerate it.
Oh, no.
But yeah. But congratulations.
Yeah. I just got that. Okay.
Well, thank you.
No, yeah.
That it took a while before you got it. So it means it's not that obvious.
Yes.
You had to think about it.
Yes.
Thank you, Nikki.
Because there were similarities.
Aww, like, you know, Stop it. I mean, why would you say that I look like her?
I didn't go that far.
But I was. You just went all the way. I mean, hindi, kasi, but you know what? I know when to concede defeat. To concede defeat? As if there was a war.
Grabe, may chance talaga.
Alam mo talaga may chance.
We all thought we all had a chance.
I know.
Henry.
And just when I was about to like have like Lois Lane tattooed on my forehead.
What? It's a forehead talaga.
Uh-oh. Okay. And from Totti Marie, my last good cry, one of my memorable crying experience, nakapag-break ako sa partner ko. Kinimkim ko, nag-O-bar ako. Tapos sa O-bar, a girlaloo stranger just gave me a super tight hug that I really needed the most. Ayun, hagulgol and sipon ko sa entire leg. Or maybe just general fluids gets yung the pawis, the tears, the sipon gets yung,
yeah,
like to complete stranger. I wonder though how the stranger knew or sensed that you kind of needed a hug, kasi diba usually yung ganun naman hindi naman yan out of nowhere.
Yeah,
maybe you had this look on your face that you looked like you were going through something. That's right. Why the stranger suddenly like, oh, you need a hug, come here, you know, and it's a complete stranger, like you don't know this person.
Yeah.
And yet it created like some sort of like, it filled a certain need, a connection with another human being. And
yeah,
it was very nice.
Brian, there's a story that I saw online about like this woman at Target who she was going through something, but then she didn't allow herself to feel it yet.
Okay.
Where she was grocery shopping, and then all that happened was that like a tub of yogurt that she was that she had on her cart fell.
Okay.
And that was like the catalyst for her to cry. And like everything else like also fell. I think it was a basket, whatever it was. But then eventually like there was a woman who just started helping her pick up stuff and parang hugged her out of nowhere.
Kasi nga parang like when you see something like that, you know that it's not just about the the things falling over,
right? Yeah, it's
not
the yogurt.
It's not the yogurt. It's more like you know that they're going through something. Kaya parang, I guess that's the, you know, that's your cue. I mean, if you're the kind of person who, kasi ako, honestly, like, siguro depende on the level. But most of the time, if I see somebody who's just kind of like crying in public, usually I just let them have their own space. Kasi hindi ko rin alam if, kasi some people want to be comforted. But there are people who are also like, if you were to approach them, they'd be like, you know what, just, let me be, because you know I'm just having a moment here. I don't need a hug from a stranger. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm very careful with boundaries.
True.
So usually I would leave you alone. Pero pag yun nga, pag yung medyo kailangan mo ng literal tulong, like things fell over and you started crying, I'd probably be like, need some help?
Yeah.
I mean, you look like you need some help, but I just need to ask anyways.
Yeah, asking is good. Asking is good. Know,
you don't assume that they want help. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From Loki Fangirl, a few moments after I started living alone, parang hinampas ako ng reality na ito na talaga. Mag-isa na talaga ako. Away from my family, alone in another country. Walang sasalubong sa akin pag umuwi ako to ask how my day went. Mag-isa na talaga ako. Kakain at titira at matutulog. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the first time you ever live alone. Yeah, I guess. Because I've never lived alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I have a condo of my own, but I still stay with my mom. But I do get it, though. Like, I don't think I'll experience this anymore. Kasi nga parang, I think I've gone through it without going through it.
Yeah.
You know, having my own space din naman. So, ano ko na yan. But without the whole, like, kasi ang hirap, if the first time you live alone, you're in another country.
Yes.
That's tough.
That's a different level.
That is tough. Like, nerves of steel.
Mm-hmm.
For Maxim De Winter, my last good cry, yung may pinuntahan kaming wake, hindi naman ako close dun sa namatay. E, iyak sila ng iyak. So, naiyak na rin ako. But doesn't that really happen to you?
It does.
Like, minsan it's a complete stranger, but when you see other complete strangers crying their heart out, medyo na ano ka rin, like, and without realizing it, you're also crying. You don't even know them.
Yeah.
It's just pure empathy.
True.
Yung because they're crying, you start crying.
Yeah, and it's nice to see. It's different kasi when you see the people actually, you can see the respect and the care that they
the
have.
Love, yeah, the love, the loss.
Yeah,
you feel
exactly.
All of it, diba?
Right, it's like, okay, yeah, you're starting to understand that this person who passed was a really kind-hearted,
special
good
person
in their lives.
Yeah. And the top, my last good cry, comes from Anne Ragasa. And Anne says, when I had a dream of watching my own funeral, listening to all my loved ones giving their beautiful eulogies for me.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
You had a dream about your own funeral.
Yeah. And diba, parang like, I mean, obviously, you don't get to hear what people say in your eulogy. Mm-hmm. But if you believe in some of the theories na sometimes the dearly departed are there in spirit.
Yes.
And then they can actually hear all the beautiful things that people say. Because usually, diba, eulogies talagang, you're just overflowing with love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that must be like, my gosh. And you found out when it's a little too late to thank them back.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Pero, that's why people have, they call this I don't know what it's called, pre-funeral something.
But no, totoo.
So that they can see what it's
yung kumbaga yung parang like it's not like I'm dying or anything, but I want to hear how you feel about me while I'm still alive.
Yeah
I've heard of people doing that, but it's not like something like they got sick or anything like that. Like, I'm perfectly healthy, but I want to hear
how is my life going to be celebrated.
Yes, diba? And you know, when you think about it, diba kahit yung sino ba yun, like, I think it was I think the great Dolphy, who once said it, na parang, kasi before, di ba, pag merong big celebrity na who passes away, there will be tributes. And then, if I'm not mistaken, siya yung nagsabi nun, na parang, why do we give tributes when they're gone? Why can't we give tributes to our great artists, our great actors, singers, directors, whoever, while they're still alive so they can enjoy the celebration of their career and their achievements. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because if I'm like, why wait to say the things that you've always wanted to say?
When it's too late.
When they're not, when they're no longer here.
Right? Mm-hmm. So there you go. One more batch coming right up. But we'll play a couple of songs in the RX booth and we'll stay on Facebook Live.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Final top 10 for today. Do you have some final greets?
Yes, actually, a lot of people over on Facebook, sumasakit ng chan. Kasi we hit it.
Sabi Vin, class A na DJ.
No. Oh my gosh. Hi to Mitch, to Callie, to Vin, to Gabby, Judy, Juice Blank. Hello to Kano, to Meredith, good morning to Elmer, to scrolling. Kate, good morning to Kate, and to Wax, to Renz, to Miel, and to Jocelyn, and also hello to our monsters who are listening on, or like sending in those greets and requests through the text line. Hi to Judai and to Marvin. Also, hello to Cindy and to Cyril over on Telegram.
All right, so we've got our final top 10 for today. Thanking Kyle Yanis for the topic, My Last Good Cry. Let's start off with AB at number 10. When you struggled throughout the pandemic to build your food business and now you see yourself opening the restaurant you worked so hard to create.
Oh.
So many small food businesses started pandemic.
Yes. Right? Yeah.
So many of them. But, you know, not everyone sustained it until after the pandemic. But some... That was the start of something big.
Yeah.
No, alam mo yung ngayon na that we're done with the pandemic, parang it thrived and it became yun nga. Some became restaurants, some became like bigger businesses.
Yeah. With Hot Tub, it didn't like, you know, it didn't become like an actual bakery.
Yet.
Pero yung bagels, yet. Yeah, not yet. Pero yung the bagels, that was my pandemic baby. Kasi right. I wanted to make bread, but everyone was doing sourdough.
Right.
And I didn't want to be a part of that. So I wanted to do something different. So that's where bagels came in. And then, but yeah, the subdivision, like when I would post stuff some marketplace namin, like I would get sold out.
Regular customers, right?
Yeah. So parang it was super nice to have that well received. And so now like it's really fun to get to do that regularly now.
Cause it was a two-pronged thing, right? Like it gave you something to do.
Mm-hmm.
Kumbaga yung even if let's say hindi mo siya pinagkakakitaan, it was something that kind of kept you from going crazy because of the pandemic. But at the same time, for a lot of people like you, it became a source of income.
Yes.
So 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
It kept you busy. And it was earning you money.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. From Tampupo at number 9, nung mag-isa ako, nag-aalaga ng baby sa bahay. And I had to learn everything as a new parent and stay-at-home dad. One time, I spent hours preparing food for my baby. Tapos it took him seconds para itapon sa floor. Iyak ako sa sulok. I think all new parents go through this.
Mm-mm.
Yung pag na-overwhelm ka, kasi wala ka ng tulog, puyat na puyat ka, you're so tired. And you're so frustrated. Tapos iyak nang iyak yung baby. You don't know what to do. Yeah, some days, you just like, ugh, you just lose it. And you start crying.
Yeah, you need those days though, to release.
To release. From 7070 at number 8, My Last Good Cry, that One Piece arc with how they found Chopper as their crew doctor always cuts me to the core. Same. That, of all the, kasi diba usually sa anime, may mga nakakaiyak talaga na arc.
Yeah.
That, for me, at least, because I'm far from done, that for me so far is the one that really made me cry.
Oh,
yeah, it was really like, and it's not even tragic. It wasn't even like somebody died or like none of that, but the way they did it, oh my gosh, it just made me cry so much.
Yeah,
that was so good. That was so good. From Victoriano at number 7, yung pagising ko sa umaga, pagkita ko, may mga empty Jollibee boxes sa basurahan. Parang gusto ko tuloy maniwalang ampun lang ako. Alam mo yung lahat sila bumili, tapos hindi ka nila binili. And
no.
They ate it already and the packaging's already in the garbage. They're done. None for you.
Mm-mm.
They forgot. Just because you were sleeping, they just forgot all about you.
Yeah.
Because you would like
sad,
you would like to think, di ba, na kahit tulog ka or wala ka na, alam mo yung they'll buy something
for like,
you.
Yeah, like I got you something.
Got you something.
Uh-oh.
Good morning. And coming from Herschel's, happened just recently. I was showing symptoms of PPD and it was my close friends who actually encouraged me to consult a specialist about it. My parents don't believe in things such as mental health, but the concern from my friends made me very happy.
Yeah.
And diba, like parang some people don't realize just how major postpartum depression is. A lot of people just think, it's just, you know, just your hormones. But it can be major.
Yeah.
That needs attention.
Yeah, sometimes you can notice it talaga with just like the way that they are with their kids or with everything else. Apparently, you know, they just, there's a different energy about them. Na, and it's really good to have a supportive community na parang to really checks in with you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And coming from Jean and Buido, when I watched episode 9 of, we were just talking about this last Monday, of the K-drama series Tomorrow, it talks about a dog being sick. Tapos lumaya siya para hindi siya makita ng fur dad niya. Kasi feeling ng dog, the human will be heartbroken to see him getting sick. Pero happy ending naman, pero grabe, pati yung epilogue, nakakaiyak pa din. Oh, and Maxim just sent us that she rewatched it. Kasi she watched it just recently and hagulgul levels.
Yeah.
The masochist that she is, she watched it again over the weekend.
What?
Hagulgul na naman siya. Even she literally just watched it. Hagulgul na naman siya all over again. That one is a killer. That series.
That's,
kung iyak ang gusto mo, ah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that was something else.
Yeah, it's like really just stifling.
Sobra. Alala, hindi tsaka siya yung iyak na hindi lang yung tumutulo yung luha. Yung may kasamang hikbi.
Yeah.
Yung may... Kasi you're catching your breath.
Yeah.
You can't even breathe.
Like parang my lips are trembling.
As in, grabe. As in, like ito like... Tapos yung quiver yung lower lip mo.
Grabe naman yung quiver ng
hindi totoo. Kasi grabe. Sabi na ni Maxim, literal, gagi. Kayakap ko yung tissue box.
Oh no.
Yung akap-akap mo siya kasi iyak ka ng iyak.
No.
Grabe, as in, I can't. From self-proclaimed gorgeous. Nabanggit ko dati sa boyfriend ko na pangarap ko makita yung Eiffel Tower. Mm-hmm. So one time, niyaya niya ako to go to France and I was so happy. Akala ko pupunta lang kami and, you know, hello, dream come true na siya.
Uh-uh.
Hala, biglang lumuhod, may diamond ring. So not only did she see the Eiffel Tower, but he proposed to her there.
Gosh. I mean, like, you would think it's cliche, but when you're in that moment,
oh yeah,
it's
yeah.
like,
and it, when it's not you, it's cliche, but yeah. when it's you, it's like, oh my god,
is this really happening? Yeah,
right. And then you're yung dati na magro-roll ka pa ng eyes when people cry, you find yourself doing exactly the same thing, right? Because it's you. And from Mrs. John Jungkook, I always get emotional when I watch proposal videos on my feed. I'm just happy to see those people who celebrate their love. Even if, you know, it's not happening to you, you get like secondhand kilig, you know.
Yeah.
And coming from, let me see here, Suerte Super Guy, nung nanonood ako ng Undercover Boss, napaiyak talaga ako. Sa sobrang dedicated ng employee and yung boss niya. Sa sobrang dedicated nung employee, yung boss niya, binigyan siya ng house and lot, plus car, plus money. Paglingon ko sa likod ko, pati yung bayaw ko, hindi ko alam, nanonood rin pala. Ayun, umiiyak din. You know, you should watch this. This is just a YouTube thing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that this existed, but Baby Will was watching it one time. I'm like, what are you watching? And Undercover Boss, you can watch this on YouTube, huh?
Yeah.
Basically, the boss of the company. Usually, these are big companies where you don't see your boss or the owner. What the bosses do, they disguise themselves as new employees.
Yes, yes.
And then they're like, you know, makikipagkwentuhan sila with the employees.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always positive, ha? Pag masungit yung target, they don't get anything. Sometimes they even get fired.
Mm-hmm.
Pero sometimes, biglang makikita mo na pakabait pala nung employee.
Yeah.
To quote-unquote, to the new hire. Hindi nila alam the CEO. And then madidinig nung CEO firsthand yung struggles.
Na,
oh, I'm putting, you know, 3 kids through school. I'm working. I barely have sleep anymore. Tapos makikita nila na kahit pagod na pagod, they still give their best.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Tapos bilang i-reveal nila that they're the boss.
Yeah.
And literally give them cars, house and lot sometimes. Minsan hindi ganun kalaki. Pero like gets, like, you know, they give them a raise. They give them a big lump sum. It's actually a good series.
And it's good to see kasi na parang some most CEOs kasi they're just in their office in that top floor, I guess, of their building. They don't see what's happening.
They don't see. So they don't know how they look like.
Yeah.
Right? And then yun nga, from the boss, like you were saying, hindi mo rin alam yung struggle ng mga empleyado mo kasi you're in your ivory tower, yeah. right? So, sobra siyang, have you ever seen it?
I've seen like one or two.
It's so good. Yeah. Like, it's pretty... sobra siyang feel good. Yung, if you want to, like, just put a smile on your face, try to catch that on YouTube. It's called Undercover Boss.
Boss, yep.
And from Rhyme and Reason, my last good cry, yung jowa mo, secretly, nakita mo, nakikipagbasaan sa Songkran. Madiscover mo lang dahil sa ex.
Oh, wow.
That is such a freaky festival.
Is it?
Not gonna lie.
Well, like, what happens there?
Magbabasaan sila. With water guns.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
And the top, my last good cry comes from Tampupu.
Tampupu.
Says, I found out I was going to be a dad on the same day that I lost my job. So it started out as tears of joy, which quickly turned into tears of anxiety for the future. Kasi, di ba, parang 1-2 punch. I just lost my job. And then, like, and then I'm going to have a baby. I mean, of course I'm happy, yeah. but I just lost my job.
Yes, yeah. yes.
So, medyo, like, it's a roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah, when so you don't know how to feel.
You don't know how to feel. Exactly. Okay, so what about us?
Okay. My last good cry. Well, I like sharing this one. This was last year. It wasn't my last cry, pero my last good cry was yun nga, when I finally mustered up the courage to send in my samples and applications to Salcedo.
Okay.
Or hot tub. And then I didn't know like how the vetting process was or that it was like really hard to get into apparently. Mm-hmm. So it took about 2 weeks until I heard back from them. So I got the call. I think it was like a Tuesday morning. I know you guys were still boarding it, but I got the call while I was already here. And then sabi nila, like, congratulations, you got accepted to Salcedo. And like, I wasn't really expecting to.
Mm-hmm.
Pero like, lumuhod ako. And I cried. Kasi pero it was just like, I feel like I had been putting it off for so long to send in an application to try and make it, always visualizing that you could make it at this market.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just materialized.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like a whole, like my, like I felt it in my chest. My, I started crying and I tried to hide it from the person calling me. I was like,
thank you very much.
Yeah, so that was a really good cry. Like, I was really happy about that. Yeah.
Wow. For me, my last good cry, sabi sa akin ni Baby Whale, parang, do you realize I've only seen you cry when our fur babies are concerned? Sabi niya, you don't even cry when I have a problem.
Oh, no.
No, it's not that. Kasi ako, like, usually, because like you know, like usually, if it's like a problem of somebody close to me, like family, friends, mm-hmm. significant other, my the reason I don't cry is because my headspace is more like, okay, what can we do to solve this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like solution based,
na, yeah.
So that's what I'm thinking. So let's do it, whatever needs to be done. But when it's like our fur babies, it's like we're responsible for them.
Yeah.
You know, like they can't solve their own problems.
They can't communicate it properly.
When they're sick, it's not like they can go on a diet and like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for me, it's that loss of control
mm-hmm.
that really like, what can I do? Mm-hmm. You know, it's not within my grasp to solve these problems. You can bring them to the vet, but you know, like you can only do so much.
Yeah, that's true.
So me, it's usually really that. And I must say, like I said, I do cry with sad stuff, but it's really more of when I'm overwhelmed with joy, with relief.
Yeah, you mentioned
sometimes that's what, like, you know, when I have a problem, I don't cry when I have a problem. Sometimes I cry after the problem is solved.
Mm.
It's relief.
Yeah.
It's a cry of relief. So usually that's when I do cry. I'm very strong, kaya nga when I cry, I feel so vulnerable.
Mm.
And I feel so weak because I'm not a crier. I don't like it. I don't like people seeing me cry, even people close to me.
Mm-hmm.
if I would cry, I would probably lock myself in the room or the bathroom or same. Where nobody will see me. Let it out and then, you know, come back out when I'm okay. Yeah. And I don't like talking about it when I'm there.
Mm.
I would tell you, like, yeah, I would tell my friends, I will make cuenta din naman.
After.
But when it's done.
Yeah.
Like when it's far away from me. Then I can tell you all about it. Oh, nga, last week, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Kaya medyo nga, I was a little... I didn't know what to do when I saw you getting teary-eyed. Kanino, you were talking about Naruto.
Naruto.
I was like, what do I... Like, should I...
I know. Hindi kasi, pagkinikwento mo na siya, parang like, alam mo yun, yung like, even when it's not like a personal problem, it's literally just you're crying because of anime. Parang nakakaano eh. Parang like, I don't know how
like
to react.
Like, konti na lang your voice is gonna quiver.
Yeah. I know, right? But there you go. Thank you for joining me once again for a second time.
I know. Chick Nick.
Chick Nick.
Chick Nick.
And then tomorrow will be another switcheroo. This week will be crazy.
Yes.
It will be another switcheroo.
Plot twist.
Hazel will be back, but I will be on leave until Friday. So I'll see you guys on Monday.
Yeah.
And but thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
Thank you. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. See you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Bye.